This is Alex Peace of the States Gazette with Michelle Hancock of Greystar and Alex Note of Places People, two leading companies in the development of the PRS, but coming from two very different ends of it. I shouldn't say PRS either, I'm being scowled at, it's built to rent. Michelle, what are Greystar up to at the moment?
Absolutely. I think Greystar, it's very important to realize that we are, our goal is to be the leading player in the build-to-rent market. We have aspirations to have 10,000 units by 2020, and we currently are a third of the way there. So we have a project in Canary Wharf that's under construction, 327 units. We have a project in Greenford in Ealing that's 2,000 units.
And Alex, whereabouts are Places People?
So with a pure build to rent, we're developing our strategy for that. Actually, in the existing PRS, we have 190,000 units owned and under management. About a third of those are in our traditional housing association kind of product background, but the rest are through kind of market rent at all tenures. And really, we're evolving through our PRS fund that we launched through PFP Capital. That's a real strategy for the existing PRS. It's a mixture of houses and apartments. And we're, we've preceded that with 1,379 units from our existing portfolio from the group sold into the fund. But at the same time, we're working up a build-to-rent strategy that will go alongside that to develop this very distinct product. So it's really exciting to kind of just improve the standards across the wider PRS just generally in management but and operations over the long term, but also to help investors in the wider market understand that these are different things.
I mean, two very experienced figures in this market, a lot of changes from government, a lot of changes in government as well. What do you want to see now? What would really help going forwards as the first units come online?
I mean, in my opinion, it's to really unlock the planning and, you know, larger parcels of land, because for us, you know, this product works at scale. So if we can have sites at scale, we're able to have purpose-built, professionally managed blocks with on-site teams of management, maintenance, and amenities. And that in turn creates the community, and it creates the place. So for us, I think it's really about kind of unlocking that land. I think it's about understanding on the viability. It's about looking at the income and not looking at a discount to a vacant possession value. So this is something different. You know, a building should be valued differently because it has a professional operator in it. But I do think we're making huge progress. And I think that as a sector, we should be very proud because there is a lot that's happened from 3 years ago to today. We're seeing, a lot of new capital come in. I think the problem is just that there's a lack of sites.
I completely agree with Michelle. I think it's been so encouraging to hear James Murray and David Luntz on our panel today talking. They understand build to rent, they're committed to it, they've done a lot of work to incorporate it into the draft SPG. Things were looking very encouraging with the housing white paper that for the first time really acknowledged all tenures, not just for sale. One would hope that when things settle down a little bit and the new housing minister, the 16th in 17 years, gets that, to understand the sector a bit, that they can continue that build to rent focus alongside the wider housing market. It's about additionality. But absolutely, as Michelle said, it's about getting that planning system fit for purpose and that clarity and a little bit faster. It's about the ongoing education. Before we got on stage today, we were always concerned that we're saying the same thing over and over again, but I think it reflects that there's an ever-increasing audience for this. The local authorities are still learning what it is. Developers and the customers are still learning what this is. So that education piece is important. And absolutely, the viability, the getting the valuation side to work. I know the RSCS are working on that. I'd love them to work a little bit faster, but it's got to come, and it does feel like it's coming.
And I was just going to say, I think it's also really important that we share knowledge with each other and we share our data and we take each other around our projects as they're built. I think it's so important that we encourage each other because we need competitors in this market to increase the quality of the rental product. So I think, as people in the industry, we should all be encouraging each other to build more good quality rental homes.
Absolutely. That collaboration is what is going to make this sector work. There's no point one of us being the only operator of build to rent. We need each other to succeed. So in 10 years, we've got secondary tradable platform where we can all be selling assets to one another, and it's the wider sector. The asset class has emerged. It's coming, but we're not there yet, but it's that collaboration is going to be key.
Both, thank you very much for your time.